Close your eyes. Place both feet on the floor. Rest your palms, placing upward on your thighs. Sit up straight. Breathe in. Really breathe in. Feel your diaphragm expand and your lungs rise. As you breathe out slowly, consider if you know what is really happening all around you. If it's not upsetting, open your eyes for a moment. What do you see? Take in the sights, the shapes, the colors. Is anything directly within your reach to touch? If it's curious or pleasant, pick it up. What does it feel like? Can you smell or taste anything? Do it slowly. What is it? If you like it, savor it. Now close your eyes again. What do you hear? What is it? Or what does it sound like? Again, if it's pleasant, enjoy it for a moment. Do you notice all of your senses connecting with your body parts to understand where you are in space? Do you realize your part in the play? You can be present in, curious about, and affect the outcome of any moment. Relax your shoulders. Unclench your jaw. Move your tongue away from the top of your mouth. Lift your head and neck toward the ceiling. Feel your body stretch. You can decide what force to use with any of these exercises. Try this idea. Inhale, love. Whatever that means for you. Consider if you're loving your nervous system. If you're showing yourself compassion. If you're protecting your emotions. Try it again. Breathe in love. Breathe out your inner critic. Really breathe it out. Exhale your worries for the day. Feel the stress release from your body. You are an imperfect person living in an imperfect world. I know. Some of your heart rates just went up. It's okay. Breathe in deep. Exhale hard. You're okay. There is nowhere else you need to be in this moment. There is nothing else you need to be doing. Listen to these words and let them really become part of who you are, how you operate, how you interact with others. We are all just walking each other home, each of us doing the best we know how. When we know better, we do better. Embody kind in yourself. Have grace with others that they might be trying their best to embody kind in themselves. Now, find your usual rhythms again. Come back to your comfortable heart rate and breath cycles. Thump, 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 thump. In and out, up and down. Take a good 30 seconds. Remember, we're in no rush. You've got nowhere to be. It's just you and I right now. Getting you back into your day in an aware and conscious state is as important as how we started this process. As we transition, try to maintain your breath throughout the rest of the day, coming back to the idea of inhaling love and exhaling your inner critic. If you find it difficult at times, sometimes it can be as easy as taking a time out to reassume your posture of feet on the floor, palms on your thighs, relaxed shoulders, unclenched jaw, tongue away from the top of your mouth, head and neck lifted to the top of the ceiling. And now, like we did before we went into the breath exercise, I'm going to ask you to stretch your body, but this time in a specific way. This time, I'm going to ask that before you stretch, you tighten all of your muscles as tight as you can while I count down from five. At one, stretch your body as far and wide as you can, and I'll provide additional instruction. Here we go. Tighten, tighten, tighten. And hold. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now stretch as far and wide as you can. Make some noise if it feels good. Now you can roll your neck, roll your shoulders, move your hips, roll your wrists and ankles. Move your body back to neutral to re-enter your day and embody kind. Namaste.